had a great time already working with your choir and the other choirs who have about 75 voices. I hope that you will come over for the concert tonight. There'll be plenty of great music and inspiration and a touch of humor there. And I think you will enjoy it in all kinds of ways if you'll come over to the thing at 4 o'clock. I would like just to start with a song that I wrote in a difficult time in our church's life. Let me just ask you, have you ever known somebody in your church, maybe in another church, somebody who couldn't quite be satisfied with anything that happened in the church? Anybody have that? Don't raise them too high. They might be sitting next to you. That person that just complained about everything, just couldn't be content about anything. Now, if you think about that person, were you ever tempted to give that person a church brochure from another church? I think it's really important that everybody find just the right church for each person. And this is a song that I wrote that tells the story of one man that found the perfect church for him. Sometimes I'd stay a year or two, but none were good enough. So I built the perfect church for me, and now my search is done. And I'm the only member of the First United Solitary Church of One. I always feel so welcome here, the fellowship is sweet. 'Cause I'm as nice as anyone that I could hope to meet. The most preferred parking place is waiting when I come, and nothing starts without me at the First United Solitary Church of One. I give my money generously, I know it's all well spent, 'cause I proposed the budget and I passed it without dissent. I support the church's leadership and how the church is run. I'm the most influential member of the First United Solitary Church of One. I love the music I select, I approve of every choice. The choir sings perfect unison, 'cause I'm the only voice. The preaching is inspiring, and I always agree with the sermons that I stand to preach. I really speak to me. Oh, I never cease to inspire myself. It's the reason that I come. And everything is perfect at the First United Solitary Church of One. What a tragic loss to my little church when one day I am dead. Though none will attend my funeral, many kind things will be said. And I'll have a smile upon my face as I lie there in state, 'cause I will give the eulogy, I've put it on videotape. Then they'll take me out to bury me, and the service is all done, and we'll move to the new location of the First United Solitary meeting at the cemetery, First United Solitary Church of One. Oh, my favorite part of that is when they move to the new location. Because you can have everything exactly the way you want, and it'll just be over about time you're over. So I would like to, this song was inspired by a quote by Mark Twain. He said, "Now be kind to everyone, because pretty much everyone is going through a tough time in their life. And the more I was in church ministry, the more I realized that. I would look at this family, perfect family. Kids are doing great in school. They got a nice house. Everything's just great for them. And then you learn what's going on beneath the cover of that. Well, you do realize that I'm going every weekend to take care of my mother. Or do you realize that we are dealing with the sickness in our family? We're always going through something. I'd like for you to just take a quick moment. I want you to think about what you're going through. What's your challenge now? And maybe if you could just think about two or three words that would describe that challenge. And I want to make sure, first, I'd like for you to make sure you know the names, the first name of the people on your left and your right, and then tell them what that challenge might be in your life. Just take a minute. Go ahead. Introduce yourself to your family, even if you're sitting. Yeah, I've done this a few times before. I'm always amazed at how those two or three words start multiplying. As I can imagine, some people say, "Now, don't get me started on this." Now, this, when you go to a church out of town, you're supposed to sing your most impressive songs. This is not an impressive song. This is a time of prayer. We're going to pray for each other. So let's have a season of prayer. Pray for the person on your left. Pray for your person on your right. They may seem strong, but you don't know all of the struggles and the burdens they hold. We pray, Lord, we pray. Give them power to face the day. Let's pray for each other. Pray for the person on your left. Pray for the person on your right. They may seem strong, but you don't know all of the struggles and the burdens they hold. We pray, Lord, we pray. Give them power to face the day. Lord, we lift them up. Lord, we lift them up. Give us power to face the day. Pray for the person on your left. Lord, Lord, have mercy. Pray for the person on your right. Oh, won't you bless them, Lord? They may seem strong, but we don't know all of the struggles and the burdens they hold. We pray, Lord, we pray. Give them power to face the day. Sing with me, lift them up. Lord, we lift them up. Lord, we lift them up. Lord, we lift them up. Give them power to face the day. Pray for the person on your left, and pray for the person on your right. Pray for them, and as you do, people all around are praying for you. We pray, Lord, we pray, give them power to face the day. Amen. Amen. I haven't written many Southern gospel tunes, even though I'm from North Carolina. You would think I would come up with more. But there was one that just popped into my head, a title that popped in my head on my way from work. I'd been going through a tough time in my own life with my father, who had been in the hospital for about 3 weeks. And this phrase came into my mind. I said, I'm just going to sing all the way to heaven. I said, okay, that has to be a gospel song, it just by the title. And I started working on it. I wrote it out and wrote it into a choir arrangement. And the choir was prepared to do it on one Sunday morning. And between the first service and our second service, I got a call and said, Pepper, you need to come to the hospital because your father is probably on his last hours. And so I was called away. The choir sang it at my own church, and then I sang it to my father in his last hours. And it's not a downer song. It's more of a celebration of our life here and our life in the hereafter and our eternal life that we find in Christ. I'm gonna sing all the way to heaven. I'm gonna shout all the way to glory. I'll sing my Savior's story until the day I die. When they shall close my eyes, I'm gonna see my Savior's prize. And I'll sing all the way to heaven's jubilee. I press on to the prize, and I never shall retreat. For God gives me a victory, and nothing shall defeat. I'll struggle with my battles, but in Christ I'll finally win. I'll lift a song of praise that never ends. I'm gonna sing all the way to heaven. I'm gonna shout all the way to glory. I'll sing my Savior's story until the day I die. And when they shall close my eyes, I'm gonna see my Savior's prize. I'll sing all the way to heaven's jubilee. The song God gave to me, I just can't hold back. This song God gave to me goes on and on and on and on and on, and I can't stop right now to mourn and sigh. I'm rehearsing for that angel choir on high. I'm gonna sing all the way to heaven. I'm gonna shout all the way to glory. I'll sing my Savior's story until the day I die. Every day shall close my eyes. I'm gonna see my Savior's prize. And I'll sing all the way to heaven's jubilee. I'm gonna sing all the way to heaven, shout all the way to glory, tell heaven's jubilee. One day in the pastor's study, I was having a staff meeting. And the pastor said, Pepper, I'm preaching on Jesus turning the water into wine. And I would love for you to do a solo that finishes that out and kind of summarizes what I was trying to say. And I started thinking, all right, Jesus turning the water into wine, a song about that. And I couldn't think of anything, especially not a Baptist song. We don't quite like that story all that much. So. And he said, well, if you can't find one, just write one. And I'm sorry, Pastor, y'all don't have a clue sometimes about what we do. He said, okay, this is Monday, and I've got to write a song for Sunday. And I said, okay, well, I'll do something really simple. I'll talk about this, the miracles of Jesus, and then end with the ultimate miracle that happens in each one of us as we give our lives to Christ. And I got a great response on it, so I kept working on it. I'd like to share it with you today. Into wine, you open the eyes of the blind. You saw a man in torment and set his spirit free.
miracle in me. By your hands the crowd was spared. You spoke a word and raised the dead. You calmed the mighty winds and you quieted the sea. Lord, work a miracle in me. Change me, claim me as your own. Make my heart your spirit's home. I claim your promise for all who believe to come and work. Your power, your miracle.